There's always a reason for better health, and here's Carlo with his.
My program with Awaken 180 actually started when my daughter was born, and at that time, I was over 300 pounds. I felt I owed it to her to better myself and my family, of course. And I'll never forget, it was my fourth week. I came in and my goals for that week were not met. And they found the positive in everything. And that was the biggest thing for me. Awaken 180 has provided me confidence, not only in my day-to-day eating, it's my day-to-day role as a father, as a friend. And that's something that for the longest time, I didn't have.
The benefits are endless after losing weight with Awaken 180. Carlo dropped his 84 pounds, and he did it in under 4 months. Scale results, life results, with the solution for weight loss online at awaken180weightloss.com.
B-Pod Studios.
Now, sports talk while you're on the clock. This is Zolak and Bertrand.
I'm going to slap you because you fake it.
On 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Ryan Jensen of the Buccaneers, not happy with the presence of Brett Favre at that Tampa Bay game on Sunday. Tweeted out, so he can go to the game, but my family can't?
Totally agree with that.
Interesting.
Totally agree with that.
That is what he wrote on Twitter in response to the video of Favre at the game.
Want the league
no mask, by the way.
Yeah.
No mask for Favre.
Screaming at the head coach.
Sitting there eating a bag of chips, watching the game.
I don't understand it. I said it to you. Like that guy who was in Seattle. He was there with his two kids, but he was the official flag raiser of the 12th. So they brought him in.
Right, like he served a purpose.
He stayed up top, and he stayed
He served
there.
A purpose.
Favre's going down, he had the Tampa Bay shirt on, Brady's face on the Buccaneer.
Right.
So it's like this little game between he, Brady, and Arians.
Right, what's his...
He's there as a fan. That's it. He was a fan. He has less purpose than Sir Purr at the Panthers.
So the guys playing the game can't.
What's
Sir
that
Purr
bear doing up there?
You call him that, Sir Purr? You'd be like, "What's up, Sir Purr?"
That's what you call him.
Jaguar.
That's how you address him.
How do you say it,
Sir Purr?
Sir Purr.
Oh, like Sir Purr. Oh, okay.
Sir Purr.
No, he was there as a fan. That's it. And I did not think fans were allowed.
The league's going to sit there and whack a $100,000 fine to coaches that don't wear masks, or fine the teams $250,000, but allow Brett Favre to freely go to whatever stadium he wants that are closed. Tampa didn't have 10,000 fans. That'd be different. Give him a credential. He could go sit there in the stands. The stadium was closed. There's no fans.
I just think it brings up something interesting.
He's
about
not working
players
for anybody.
I wonder if players feel right now like they should have.
We're being jived. Here.
Access.
Yeah.
Even when a stadium is closed.
Why shouldn't you have a family section in like 225 away from the field level? Okay, they're up there. It's more than 6 feet apart.
Right. Where every player gets four passes. You know, four passes.
I live with those people.
Right.
You want them to do the rapid test? They'll do it.
Sure. Where a player might feel like, hey, I'm making sacrifices at home. My family is making sacrifices. Maybe they, you know, they're going out less, or their kids are being are going full remote learning. Who knows what it could be for NFL players and the sacrifices they're making to again, week one or this past week, no positive tests in the league. That's a big group of people.
That was just
weird. They feel
weird.
Like, what is this? I live with this person every now. Why can't they come and sit in the stands?
I felt the same exact way to that player. Like, why is Favre? Why is special treatment for him? He's not working for anybody. He's not there covering anything. He's there to play slap happy with Brady.
He does something on NFL Network Radio on Sirius XM. But I don't think he was in there credentialed by them to be there. I mean, he looked like he was there as a fan.
He had a bag of chips with two kids. Two of his kids, right? Or grandkids. I don't know. Yeah, that'll be grandpa. He's my age. Oh, my God. Well, he looks old. He and I are the same draft. Whew. Dye your hair, bro.
Any other suggestions?
I'm good.
Okay.
That pissed me off. I don't understand that.
Sully's in Dorchester on the Patriots. Hi, Sully.
Hey, guys. What's happening?
What's up?
Hi.
What kills me is watching N'Keal Harry and DK Metcalf, who we had two shots at, chance to get in the first round of that draft.
Oh, he's too big. Too big.
Too big? He's a beast.
Yeah.
Yeah, so he's, was kidding. So kidding. Was being sarcastic.
He is big. The thought coming out was teams passed on him. He doesn't fit the proper role of a receiver, you know, from the 6'5". He looks like a linebacker. Anybody watch Calvin Johnson play? Pretty good. 6'5", 6'6". Those guys can play. They have to run 4'2", 4'3". We get so freaking enamored with combine numbers. It's not like he was slow. He was fast, too. Like, he trained.
Steve in Vermont on Patriots Raiders this week. Hi, Steve.
Hey, how's it going, guys? Yeah. I get a quick comment about that. You know, it's the first time that they're playing the Raiders since Gruden was the coach, you know, back in the Tuck rule. Do you think he has any animosity towards that? And, hey, Zoe, I got a Halloween costume for you.
What do you got? Ooh, I like this.
Spray paint your arms yellow and hold your arms up like a field goal post that Nick Folk can practice on you.
That's pretty funny, actually. I need one of those, like, wraps around me, like those.
The yeah. Wrap. You can just wear an orange shirt. Orange pants, yellow sleeves. Yeah, yellow across the shoulders, too.
And make sure you get the neck.
I could have Jim Louth dress up like Nick Folk since he looks like him.
Remember that time that Louth dressed up as Charlie Brown and we spray painted his shirt for him in the office?
Yep.
Remember that?
Poor Louth. He's working from home today.
Oh.
Yeah.
Nice.
He wasn't here yesterday either, was he?
No.
Well, he's corporate. He can do these things.
Right. What am I going to be corporate? I don't fit that corporate role.
I think you've probably missed your opportunity in life to be corporate.
Yeah.
How's Louth going to do on those corporate team building exercises?
Oh, perfect. Because you know how he is. He's all organized and stuff. Sure.
It's not about organization, though. It's about like getting together with a group and a new dynamic and trying to figure out how are we going to build this puzzle out of.
That's when he breaks out Coach Louth. That's when corporate Louth turns on Coach Louth.
Yeah. Mm.
Kidding me? It's perfect for that job. Perfect.
It's like that day I had a sore throat. He went like team corporate, like you can't come in. Like, don't we, Louth? Yeah, I have a sore throat. I'm not sick. I stay home. Yeah. Look at you now. Cut your legs off right away.
Michael's in New York. Hi, Michael.
Hey, guys. Two games. Without Brady, and I'm hearing a contentment for losing in Boston already. Yeah. And you know what's happening here, guys? This is the curse of the goat. The curse of the Bambino, the curse of the goat. Giselle has cast a spell on you people for bad-mouthing her husband. Okay? Brady would have ran that one-yard plunge in like money in the bank for 7 Super Bowls. And Cam Newton choked. Could have went outside.
Oh, your call disgusts me. I'm hanging up, Michael. Here's why.
why for the last 4 years?
Because they would have been down two scores in the fourth quarter. They never would have been down at the goal line to have an opportunity. Yes, Brady at the one with one play left. Yes, they'd have so much more in the toolbox to use. They would have so many more different looks they could have given.
Sony off right tackle.
They could have done a million different things.
Sony off right tackle.
It would not have been predictable. Yeah, here's the problem. They wouldn't have been down there to be in the spot to do it. Because N'Keal Harry would not have had the catches he had. And they just wouldn't have been in that spot. Did you see Brady last year when this happened, when the offense had trouble moving the ball? He sat on the bench and pouted.
There's something in there, though.
Couldn't get back in.
But Beetle, he's not wrong.
About a contentment for losing?
There was a
That's a lie, too.
That was the happiest this town's been after a loss.
Thank you. Happiest this town has been after a Patriots loss in my memory.
That's fine. That's fair to say, but that doesn't mean you're content with losing. That if you do it again next week and the week after that and the week after that, you're okay with it.
That's my expectation.
That's it for the rest of time.
I expected them to lose. They played better than I would have expected them. It's okay to say, well, Seattle's a much better team. You say in your time here, Hardy, in your time here, the Patriots have been every single year the best or one of the best teams in the league.
Yeah, but it's not like you've been here for 15 minutes for 20 years.
Yeah, and it's an unprecedented run of success.
People have not been okay with the Patriots' loss. He's not incorrect. Yeah. It was a different feeling around here yesterday.
He said it as a put down. You know how he said it.
He did.
Like Boston is all of a sudden Loserville again and everybody's okay with it. Stop.
Oh, people weren't okay with it before. I mean, they were pissed off when they were losing.
Because the expectations were different. I don't know why that's so hard for anyone to understand. If they just keep losing every week, we will be plenty pissed off. But the fact is, we watched this game and we thought, hey, this team looks like they're a halfway decent team.
Yeah.
They're probably going to win more games. It's about now feeling that they will win more games than we thought they were going to win.
Even though they lost.
That's not about being content with the loss. It's about feeling better about how many they're going to win by the end of the season.
They lose at the one-yard line. I'm usually throwing bottles walking out of the booth. I was pleasantly happy.
Thank you.
You lose a game and people are happy. It was a new day.
It's a
new day
feeling.
In Boston.
It's a different feeling here.
Yep. Get used to it, Beetle.
Yeah.
I'm not getting used to anything. I'm not getting used to losing. Please. I'm not doing that. No one's doing that. No one in New England's doing that. Tim and Quincy. Hi, Tim.
How you guys doing? Hey, Beto, I do have to remind you, when Brady was here last year, he had Newhouse at left tackle, and Harry didn't come back to week 11. So this theory that somehow, Beto, that, you know, Brady was in a good position last year just doesn't make sense. I mean, Newton looks great. I understand that. But it's a different.
Who said he was in a good position? I'm not following the argument here.
When Brady was here, he had Newhouse at left tackle.
Yeah, I'm aware. Yes, you covered that.
Off the ball. Okay. Getting destroyed off the ball. And he didn't have Harry to week 11.
So you think. Okay, so you're saying the offense is better now than it was?
Yes.
Okay.
It's much better now, and Brady didn't have that.
Okay.
It wasn't even close. I mean, you guys
wasn't close?
Newhouse?
These offenses are not similar? It's not even close? I think it's very close. I think it's close. Can we agree it's close? Pretty much the same offense. It's the same group of backs. It's the same group of receivers with Damier Bird being the big addition.
He's Dorsett.
Ryan Izzo is here still instead of Ben Watson. I mean, it's close. It's close.
Personnel wise, yeah. Okay.
Big difference.
Yeah, no, I'm saying the rest of the offense. Cam Newton is the big upgrade here.
Yeah.
Upgrade. That's what he is. Oh. Upgrade.
Wow. That's much.
Big upgrade for the Patriots this year. They're a better team. Without Brady and with Cam.
Oh.
It's just truth. Can't deny it anymore. 2 weeks in.
After a loss,
we may get to like week 10 and this is gonna be the worst take ever. But right now, in the here and now, ladies and gentlemen.
It's about the here and now.
Cam's an upgrade.
What if they lose to the Chiefs in the same way? In 2 weeks.
Well, we'll talk about that when we get to
the rip all of your cords.
No one's getting in trouble until they need to be in trouble. All right?
What if they beat the Chiefs?
Let's talk about what we've seen already. Please. 617-779-0995.
How close can they be in a loss on Sunday for you to still feel this good, Beetle?
Oh, they should.
They lose Sunday.
We got problems. We're
so
not content.
You're okay.
Got to win the game.
Got to win. Must win situation.
Must win. At
Must
home.
Win.
Raiders got to win.
Must win.
All right.
Zoe, you're a turf management expert,
yes,
are you
sir.
Not?
Yes, sir. You see my grass right now.
I'd like for you to give me a little something on MetLife and turf there.
Okay.
Okay?
Yep.
What happened over there?
It's fake.
One other item from the NFL over the weekend. And more of your calls are coming up after this.
There's always a reason for better health. And here's Carlo with his.
My program with Awaken 180 actually started when my daughter was born. And at that time, I was over 300 pounds. I felt I owed it to her to better myself and my family, of course. And I'll never forget, it was my fourth week. I came in and my goals for that week were not met. And they found the positive in everything. And that was the biggest thing for me. Awaken 180 has provided me confidence, not only in my day-to-day eating, it's my day-to-day role as a father, as a friend. And that's something that for the longest time, I didn't have.
The benefits are endless after losing weight with Awaken 180. Carlo dropped his 84 pounds, and he did it in under 4 months. Scale results, life results, with the solution for weight loss online at awaken180weightloss.com.
Drive home with Felger and Maz this afternoon at 2. Right now, Zolak and Bertrand, Toucher and Rich on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
So what happened to MetLife Stadium with the turf?
Honestly, I think they have too many rubber pellets.
I knew you'd have a take on this.
I think they have too many rubber pellets. You know, I watch these games,
yeah?
And I watch the Saquon Barkley injury over and over, and the leg gave away, the left knee. But man, when he went down, all you saw were the rubber pellets coming up. And they take crushed tire, and they grind it up, and they put it in the fibers of the turf. And some of these turfs, like, remember the first Gillette turf, how long it was? Like, you go down there and it was shiny. And I talk about the sheen on it, meaning the
blades.
The blades
are
long.
The faux blades.
Like, this should be cut. Like, you feel it should be cut. You go and you play in, like, Arizona.
So I want to get the tractor out there and cut it down a little bit.
Gostkowski hated it. Like, remember, he used to take the roll. They used to take rollers and hose down the middle of the field and compact it down. Like, they wanted more events out there. They wanted it to be, like, on concrete in the middle. Because I think you get out by the numbers, it's interesting. A lot of these injuries happen outside those numbers. Because I think when you're in the middle of the field at the hashes, you know, 22 men, you know, you're operating basically right down the middle of the field all the time. Ball set on the right hash or left hash. You know, maybe some of these new turfs that get turned over, a little more slippery on the outside. Now, I think they were talking about it sticking.
Well, they lost Nick Bosa, the 49ers, yep. That is, playing in a game against the Jets. I don't think that they believe Garoppolo's injury was related to it, but they are upset about the turf. They complained to the league, it appears. And the 49ers are again at MetLife Stadium this weekend to take on the Giants.
That sucks.
However, the league says the independent field inspector completed an inspection on September 12th and certified that the field was in compliance with all applicable NFL policies, including the mandatory practices for artificial surfaces.
Hey, we go all around the league. I walk the field too in pregame, and they're all different. They're all, even the fake ones are all different. It's not universal to where it's all the same.
Remember 21st.
November.
Play it.
Frickin' T-Bone in the middle of that sent me a link to another shred, and I got derailed in
Who
here.
Who is it?
It was Rick Astley, never going to give you up.
It was a We Are the World shred that's just so bad. It's not even.
This is it?
No, this isn't me. Are you playing it?
Yeah.
It's.
I like it.
There was a man who was so talk.
You gotta have the visual, though. The visual is what makes it great. There was
just like me, yeah. Got me fighting, yeah.
Who is that?
Placido Domingo.
What's up? That's Kim Carnes. I think.
That's Cotman. Hello, I'm here for the world.
That's Paul Neil Young.
Oh, here's Michael. They're panning up.
You know that Prince didn't take part in that because of Michael Jackson?
Oh.
That's according to Lionel Richie. He tried to get Prince to do it, and Prince was like, Michael's going to... No, I'm out.
Why?
Oh.
The hell is going on here?
With you. Holding hands with your heart to see you.
Yes.
Only blue talking love. Remember how we knew love was here to stay.
I'm willing to bet that about 25% of our listeners find it hysterical because they know what the hell it is.
Right.
And the other 75% said these guys are all idiots.
I don't care. Don't care.
Mac is in Woburn. Hi, Mac.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Hey, how's it going?
So I just want to thank you guys for the Sports 98.5 app.
The Sports 98.5
app. The app, yep. Yes, absolutely. Yeah, Tap that app.
Hell yeah, man.
I have to move down to Tampa for work, and I know that they probably don't have such quality radio, so glad I could take you guys with me down there. So I have a quick question. So I think it was like week 6 or 7 last year. I remember – so I worked with a couple of the practice squad players from last year, and one of the things that they were amped about was this kid – who had all this swag about him. He was hitting field goals. He was doing well. And then he got cut, and TD down in Atlanta ended up swooping him up. And I'm curious, do you guys have any insight into what happened with that? Because he's now their starting kicker, and he's doing pretty well.
Yeah, I don't. Do you know anything about how that developed, so?
No. Nope.
Hmm.
I don't. Sorry.
Wasn't he with
who's the kicker that –
The Chargers at first?
Who's the kid that kicked at Georgia that had the glasses, like those foggles on?
Yeah, it's the Chargers, and then he went to the Atlanta.
He's kicking for somebody. Is it Arizona or the Colts?
I don't know.
Pretty good. He's having a pretty good year.
Yeah, Young
Is
Way.
Is it Codd? Is that how we pronounce his name? The new kicker for the Chargers? How's his last name pronounced? Do we know? I'm not sure how we pronounce his last name. Is it COD? I can't make. I don't know what his last. I remember his last name is Codd. Is that what it is?
Nope, it's Koo.
I'm not familiar with him. Is it Codd? Codd?
K O O.
Is it pronounced Koo? It's pronounced Koo.
Yeah, K O Koo.
It's K O O. Okay. Well, right now there's a lot of O's, and that's for sure.
I would never mispronounce it.
Last year, he was 23 of 26 on field goals, 1 of 1 from 50-plus, 7 of 9 from 40 to 49. Good on the long kicks, good overall. This year, he's got 1 field goal, it appears. I'm sorry. My mistake. Wrong stat line. He's 6 of 6 on field goals, including hitting all 4 from 40-plus. 4 or 5 on the extra points. What?
No. Bruins Luchador just tweeted. He goes, can you guys please have Derek do Foxborough do the mashups on this?
I'll do the shreds.
Oh, my God. What happened is
just found another one.
You found another one?
Remember the song, Yes, Owner of a Lonely Heart?
Owner of a Lonely Heart. Wasn't that the breakup?
Ow!
No. Didn't they do a Yes song?
Live yourself. You always live your life. Never thinking of the future.
You did. It wasn't a breakup.
It was.
You all the moves you make. Take your chances, win or lose. See yourself.
Yes, that was in the breakup.
Come on a kick drum, come. Come on a...
Well, Gary? It was the Tone Rangers version. It wasn't
the Tone Rangers covered it.
Move yourself. You never live your life. Yes.
Yes.
Yes. I know a bunch of Polacks. We'll come over here. We'll fix this real quick.
Yeah. What's the leader? What's his name in real life, that actor?
He listens to the show.
He does.
We've talked about him. He's tweeted the show.
What is his name?
Oh, he's so good.
On the kick drum. Come, come. On the kick drum. Come, come. That's Gary. come with the kick drum. Come with the kick drum. Gary on the kick drum. Come. That's Gary on the kick drum. Go.
What is that?
Come with the kick drum.
I'm just not really the kick drum kind of guy. I'd rather be just a listener and enjoy all the banging that he's doing.
You know, Gary, that's your prerogative.
Baby Michael hit Michael. No, that's not Michael. John Michael Higgins.
Thank you. There. Every time you say it, I'm like, oh yeah, of course.
John he's Michael a Boston Higgins. Guy.
He is.
Yes.
Tank and tank. Move yourself. You always live your life, never thinking of the future.
What was Gary's brother's name, the funny one? Like, hey, wacko, get him, don't touch me.
The one that said he's going to wrap the two girls up in bubble wrap and cut two holes in it. Gary's funny little brother, the cocky kid. And then remember when, like, her brother was like, hey, you got to come on a jerk. And he's like, looking at him like, I ain't.
In the breakup?
Yes.
Was he part of the tour company?
Sure.
I don't remember his name.
He's the guy that fixed the cars.
I
was working on it.
Remember he took Gary to the club?
I don't know.
You don't remember when he the club scene? He's like, I want to wrap you two in saran wrap.
Nope.
And cut two holes.
Nope.
Hottie has headlines right now. Right now. Do it.
There's always a reason for better health, and here's Carlo with his.
My program with Awaken 180 actually started when my daughter was born, and at that time, I was over 300 pounds. I felt I owed it to her to better myself and my family, of course. And I'll never forget, it was my fourth week. I came in and my goals for that week were not met. And they found the positive in everything. And that was the biggest thing for me. Awaken 180 has provided me confidence, not only in my day-to-day eating, it's my day-to-day role as a father, as a friend. And that's something that for the longest time, I didn't have.
The benefits are endless after losing weight with Awaken 180. Carlo dropped his 84 pounds, and he did it in under 4 months. Scale results, life results, with the solution for weight loss online at awaken180weightloss.com.
Zoe and Beetle in the office.
It's like a sweater without nipple covers.
In the car.
You smell bacon?
In the truck.
I'm definitely not stupid, Harvey.
Getting you through your work day on 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Got a call from Guy in Boston on Tom Brady today and Cam Newton. Hi, Guy.
Hello. I'd like to find out one thing. You people keep saying you're comparing Cam Newton with Tom Brady.
Yes, sir.
Tom Brady went to 9 Super Bowls and won 6.
He did.
You're going to be happy if this guy can actually go through a whole season without being on the IR. Thank you.
But we really weren't comparing the two. We're talking about this week. This Sunday, who do you want? You want Cam Newton with what you've seen through two games with him and the Patriots, or you can have Brady come back. You can have Brady come back and be the quarterback.
I'm not saying that Cam has had a better career or that
it's not the question.
Cam Newton is a better quarterback
in the now, right now,
and
this
better
week.
Passer
this
than
week.
Tom Brady is.
This week, I mean, who do you want? This week, who do you want? You want Cam Newton?
And of course, we all agree with what the caller was saying.
It's this offense. You want Cam Newton with this team.
All time, it's not even a conversation. You know what's an interesting conversation?
What?
This week. This week.
And let me give you one more. If you're the Tampa Bay Bucks, do you want Cam Newton as your quarterback this weekend?
No.
You want Tom Brady.
You want Brady to continue to build and be what he's going to be. Now,
if you're the Raiders, who do you want to come in and play?
Tom Brady.
Think so too.
Mm-hmm. You got a game plan for Cam right now in a big way, very significant way. Mike in Brighton on Nick Folk. Mike.
Hello.
Hey, Mike.
Hey, guys, what's happening?
How we doing?
Hey.
I'm all right. Hey, what's going on, Joe?
Hey.
I called yesterday on the other show. I miss your show. You know, the show's after yours.
I heard you.
And on this about Nick Folk. This guy's terrible.
That's a little strong, isn't it?
He's serviceable.
He's terrible.
He's serviceable.
But listen, but right before the half, we set up to kick that. He misses that. I mean, by a mile. It wasn't even close. Right? It would have put us up 17-14 at the half. We get the ball back after the half in the third side of the third quarter. So now it ends up, we get a chance, and we're down there on the one-yard line. Like, we should add another 3 points. We should be going for a field goal, not the touchdown. It should be a gimme, and that's it.
But he didn't miss a gimme kick. It was 50-plus yards. Those are not a gimme. Those are not a guarantee, even with a good kicker. You know, but, okay, maybe if you got Justin Tucker, you're expecting to hit that kick every time, right?
Yeah.
Who do you want instead right now? Who's available that you say they got to have this guy? I don't know that there's an upgrade right now. And it hasn't gotten so bad that you have to go get another guy yet. I know that we sort of kicked around the idea last week. I think he's going to get a fair opportunity to be the kicker.
Yep.
And he's already been crowned the kicker by Bill Belichick. Nick Folk is our kicker.
Kicking is a mentality, too. And you got to know you have the coach's support. It's good he did that. I don't know. We'll see. We'll see Sunday. That does nothing for Nick Folk.
Yeah.
Next time Nick Folk lines up for 51, hey, that's our kicker. We'll see Sunday. All right, I'm going to go hit this effing thing. Yeah. You know what this game is, too? As we learn more and more about the team each week and why you get excited about, like, this must-win situation, you can't get back 1-3. You can't be down 1-3 in the month of September. You got Chiefs next week. You got a lot of teams in the AFC are 2-0. Tennessee's 2-0. Baltimore's 2-0. You got Kansas City, Pittsburgh. They're all keeping pace. You can't fall two games behind those opponents. It's a big AFC game. Jim Nantz doing a game. They're sending their number one crew. That's how big his game is. They're looking at you now as, ooh, premier 1 o'clock game of the week.
How about that? You and the Raiders.
Raiders win? Ooh, we're sending Nance and Romo back there with Tracy Wolfson up on the eighth row.
That's important to the
with
players.
Hardy. Yeah, with Hardy.
It's very important for the guys, you know? Mm-hmm. Is Nance and Romo here today? It's very important.
No, but, hey.
It does mean something in terms of its.
You know who did the visibility. You know who did the Tampa and, yeah, you know who no, did the I Tampa got, Carolina game a Fox baseball guy Mark Schlereth. Okay, it wasn't a Buck and Aikman.
What the league thinks of the matchup?
Thank you.
You got the undefeated Raiders coming in to play it. Cam Newton, yeah. Bill Belichick, and the Patriots. Yep, sounds like game to me. I'll watch that. Gruden, Belichick.
Yeah.
Undefeated.
Chucky's back as Raiders coach.
Cam Newton. Yep.
Zach in Fall River. Hi, Zach.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
It's going.
I wanted to hear your thoughts on how we're going to stop Josh Jacobs this weekend and who we're going to put on Darren Waller. Thanks for the call.
Okay. Matchups. Wow, it's early in the week for this. So what do you got?
Well, Gilmore draws Warner. Gilmore draws him. Josh Jacobs. It's going to be interesting.
He's good, huh?
Yeah, I mean, that's a like that's Phillips and Duggar to me. Get him down the box. See, but now you got a quarterback that can throw. That's scary. You want to stack eight in the box? Lock cover one.
Why is it when the Patriots draft a first-round running back, they end up with the Sony Michels and not the Josh Jacobses of the world?
Well, there's a lot of thought that Harris was the better back.
Is that fair? Is that a fair question?
Harris
can
is
I ask
home
that question? You don't mind? Alabama, yeah. Okay, question.
That's your question.
Your question? Here's my question.
Yeah.
How come they don't get Josh Jacobs? Why is it that they don't have that guy? I mean, that's a guy that just can. First of all, any of the elite backs that can make things happen by themselves, even when they're blocking, is just okay.
Yeah.
That guy moves people. Good pad levels, though. Takes on that contact. Good pad level. Can bulldoze you. He's just strong.
I'm excited to see the Raider white uniform. I think that's one of my favorite road uniforms in the league. The Raider white. It's clean.
That's good. What you're excited about?
I'm excited about that for Sunday.
What? Okay.
Then we get to see the
high school uniforms. High school blue. Patriots wear.
Mm-hmm.
The lovely high school.
They're gonna, you know what? They're going to love that one when they go down to Miami and it's like 85 and they got to wear those suckers down there in a 1 o'clock game. Oh.
The all blue.
Yeah.
Be hot.
Change your shoes at halftime from all the water in them.
How many years do you think these uniforms last?
Two. Because I don't think
not Bill, one.
Here's my thing. I think they knew they had to do something different. I don't think Bill is a big fan of the like all color one. Because I remember asking him when they went to the color rush. Remember the league forced you to do the color rush? You got to do it on a Thursday game. Yeah, I'm a big fan of it. But where would they give us? Yeah. Not like oh yeah, love it.
There you go. They gotta sell things in the pro shop. So,
yeah.
Just wear it. Don't wear.
It's okay.
Thanks a lot.
Yeah,
it's good.
Kicker. He's our kicker.
He's our kicker.
Yeah. What do you think of Hardy? It's midday Charles. Yeah. Yes, radio guy.
I could understand that if he answered like that about Nick Folk, but he said Nick's our kicker.
He is.
Obviously. I mean,
like duh.
I know he really wasn't our kicker last year. And I mean, we brought him in because Gostkowski was
that an insulting question.
And then he wasn't our kicker right away. We had another guy, then we had another guy, then we had him, and then we let him go. And then we drafted a guy and we brought him back and then we put him on the practice squad. But we put him on the team week one. Here it is week two. Hey, duh, Nick is our kicker. I mean, I'm sorry. I'm just not all that convinced. And they're, you know, it doesn't feel like, you know, they're really committed to him, nor should they be. Well, I would have liked them to maybe have worked on it a little bit more after Gostkowski got hurt and had his surgery. Start looking, you know.
Like, there's no way we're going to get anything out of him on a question about anything like that. Because if you say to him, well, are you concerned about Nick Folk missing the field goal try on Sunday night? Well, you know, we all got to do a better job.
Yeah.
We all got to execute better.
Got to stop them.
We got to kick better. We got to throw the ball better. We got to run better.
It's the part of the game no one ever wants to talk about. But I mean, when it comes down to it, the reason why they had to go for the touchdown and the reason why we're debating whether or not Cam Newton keeps the ball or whether it's a pass to a tight end, it's because a field goal wouldn't tie it or win it, and you have missed one earlier in the game because he didn't really care all that much about the kicker in the offseason, I guess. I don't know. Mm.
Well, they tried. They did care. They thought they were drafting a good one, and they didn't. They
drafted. Like they probably had their heart set on that.
They drafted.
Scouted that. Studied it. Going to draft him. We have no interest in Steve, even if he's healthy, even at a lower rate. No.
Can I tell you something that makes me happy and also sort of pisses me off about the Boston Red Sox with the couple of minutes we have here?
What?
That they only have six games left? That makes you happy?
Well, that makes me thrilled that they have six games left, because the sooner they get this over with, the better.
Are they still doing baseball reports?
Tweet from Jeff Passan today. Some news in 20 questions, and he's linking to a story of his. The 2021 draft order is highly likely to be based on the team's 2020 record. A source familiar with MLB's thinking told ESPN. Which, as of right now, and it's very close, as of right now would mean the Red Sox would pick third in Major League's draft.
Huh.
On the year, they have 20 wins and 34 losses. The Rangers are within one game, 19 wins, 35 losses. So the Red Sox are not out of the running for the second pick.
Mm.
Pittsburgh is running away with the first overall pick. They're 15 and 39
Let's
on the
year. Let's go, Buccos.
They've got a five-game lead on the Red Sox with six to go.
Great ball.
So I don't think they're going to close that gap. The Diamondbacks, by the way, also within a game of the Red Sox. Actually, excuse me, tied with the Red Sox, and the Nationals are within a game. So there's a bunch of teams, five, six teams at the bottom here that are all sort of in the mix. But I'll tell you why it sort of pisses me off. This totally lets the Red Sox off the hook for this season. Because at the start of the season, it was reported that they were going to use last year's record and this year's record. Peter Gammons had that report early. And I think it was talked about in other places and written about in other spots as well. So if that was the thinking then in baseball, they would have known that this year's record being so wretched was not going to net them a great pick. It turns out it's going to. It makes me feel happy for them. And
depending on who they pick.
Like, you got lucky. The Red Sox got lucky that they counted a 60-game season for the draft order.
I don't even know who they finished with.
Do
you even know who they finished with this week?
Huge stroke of good luck for the Red Sox to have that happen to them. Suckbag team. Oh, drive me nuts. I don't know how Maz does it. I don't know how Maz spends an hour every day. Well, I know money, but I don't know how he does it.
I do it.
Money or not, an hour every single day on that
team. Murray's miserable. Murray's miserable doing it. It's like you got
to. I couldn't bring myself to do it. Ugh. I can't watch them. It's aggravating.
Like even Wallach said it the other day. He's like, I even just tuned in, and Wallach watches a lot. Tune in. He's like some longer kid I don't recognize is pitching to somebody that I don't even know his name. He goes,
and by the way,
right off.
By the way, with this being the
case. And they were down 6-1.
If this is the latest, they should play nobody we know for the last six games.
Yeah.
Tank hard.
Can you
As
forfeit?
If you need even try hard to do that
right
now. What
if you forfeit
now?
And just take the L?
Fake some COVID tests.
Let JD Martinez take every at bat for the team.
Don't you have to
it's
fill
a
up that health
way
app?
To lose. The guy blows.
Yeah, the Mendoza line.
JD Martinez bats all nine times. Guaranteed losses. It's brilliant.
Yeah.
That's how they should figure this out. They can't win another game.
Right, time for today's takeaways.
Another win would be unforgivable for the Red Sox.
Yes, it would.
No more wins.
I'd rather watch that guy up on the monster.
Give it to me. Give it to me now, damn it.
Tell me I'm wrong. I don't know how you could.
And they give.
We need to break news every day.
And they give.
I love breaking news.
Can't get this kind of analysis just anywhere.
And now, it's time to take.
That's not a hot take.
End of the day.
Hot takes for the day.
Today's takeaways with Zolak and Bertrand.
Oh.
On 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Give me the stub. That's sweet. All right, time for today's takeaways brought to you by Waken 180 Weight Loss. It is September, folks, and you're into that new routine. Why not make losing weight with Waken 180 part of that new routine? Check it out at Waken180WeightLoss.com. Free support for life.
All right, get to it.
What do we have today?
Did you burp today?
Tom said I did, but nobody heard it.
No, you did because you looked at him. You looked at him to see if he caught it.
I couldn't believe you guys didn't hear this.
Who had him, got rid of him. Brought him back.
Well, that's because of roster.
My.
That wasn't a burp.
Oh, no?
No, that was a breath. And you got a gurgle in there. That was something.
Got rid of him.
That was fluid resetting itself in the stomach.
So now you're
with
just
your
gurgling.
Open.
If, you had, just, if you had COVID, you just splashed it all over the room with whatever that was.
Murray's over here anyway.
You're just care. Gurgling when you breathe now? You got a GSW to the chest? What's going on?
I was sucking down some soup, and I just took a breath. I went to talk to him. And it
got rid of him.
What was that one guy that called? That 1 year. Sorry, guys.
That was about a year ago, right?
It was like a hairball he swallowed. It was awful.
He was sick.
He was sick.
Phlegm.
Got rid of him.
It's like throwing.
That doesn't sound healthy.
That doesn't sound good.
No.
Let me ask you, Zoe. Oh, sorry. I was just about to ask you.
What are you going to ask me?
Have you had to sneeze or cough in public in the last 6 months?
I have, yes.
And what happened?
Yeah, right in your elbow.
Yeah, and then people look at you like you're
like, oh my God, it's a plague.
Oh my God.
No, it's a sneeze.
I've done it. It happened to me in a store, and I dropped to the ground. I ducked and covered. You'd think it was an old nuclear bomb drill.
We were out to eat in the Cape like 2 weeks ago, and I got one of those coughing attacks. I got piece of like a fried fish in my throat. I'm at the table and it's like and everybody's looking. I'm like, take a picture, last longer.
Wanted to talk about Trevor Lawrence. Sorry, I'm a little under the weather.
Yeah.
What is that?
Oh God.
Felger Master coming up next. Enjoy the rest of your afternoon. We're back tomorrow with a very busy day on the show. Bruce Arena, Brad Stevens tomorrow,
Brad
right?
Brad Stevens, 10:50.
Brad nice. Stevens, Bruce Arena, all kinds of stuff. Bert Breer, all tomorrow.
There's always a reason for better health, and here's Carlo with his.
My program with Awaken 180 actually started when my daughter was born, and at that time, I was over 300 pounds. I felt I owed it to her to better myself and my family, of course. And I'll never forget, it was my fourth week. I came in and my goals for that week were not met. And they found the positive in everything. And that was the biggest thing for me. Awaken 180 has provided me confidence, not only in my day-to-day eating, it's my day-to-day role as a father, as a friend. And that's something that for the longest time, I didn't have.
The benefits are endless after losing weight with Awaken 180. Carlo dropped his 84 pounds and he did it in under 4 months. Scale results, life results, with the solution for weight loss online at awaken180weightloss.com.